James, good evening, sir. Give us a little wave.
Good evening. How are you?
All your fingers.
There we go. Excellent. Hope you're nice and comfortable back there.
I am. Thank you.
Good. That's a concern we're asking.
Yep. Okay. I appreciate your concern. That's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, certain people we got to take care of. You're right up on the top of the list there, my friend.
Why does it look so dark in there tonight?
It's raining outside. Now it's really dark. There we go.
That's better.
I tip it down. There's Miss Janet. There's Miss Elizabeth.
Evening.
Good evening.
Billy's running around, figuring out his new computer. Y'all sitting here, boss?
No,
what do you mean?
There was two of us that looked, you know.
I don't think it was there. Was it there, Chief?
We're going to have to work out the issues here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just a wise guy. And my finer points
connected. All right, do your thing now.
Everywhere I go in Bolton, I've got to log in.
Well, you got to log in one of the town hall.
I did. That's where I started.
So you're all set. If you did that, it will stay on there. If you go in the senior center, you can log into a senior center login.
What if I go to
a private building? You're probably not going to get it because it's going to be private EM things. So if you don't have, hey, Jim, does he have like a Verizon internet on his computer? So he's in a field, he can open it up. You're talking, but your lips are moving, but I can't hear you.
Oh, that's because I muted you so you wouldn't hear my wife doing dishes.
But I like the lady.
Yeah, well, understood. So no, it's not equipped with that.
Okay.
But you know, when he's got it up and going, you know, if he doesn't have unlimited data on his cell phone, we can look at, you know, because what I'll do sometimes is I'll just turn my phone into a hotspot.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have Kathy do that for him. So,
right. Okay. So those are solutions available.
Yeah.
But you know, we've got to get to the point that we're comfortable using the computer before we, I think, make that next jump.
I will let that decision be made by you two gentlemen. I'm out of it. Mr. Morianis, good evening, sir.
Hey, call the meeting to order. I didn't receive any public comment. We get any from folks. And approval of the minutes.
Make a motion to approve. Second.
All in favor?
Okay. Wait a second. She was there.
Okay, payment of bills is going around. Correspondence. I got nothing from the town. We got the correspondence from the chief.
Good evening. Got a number of things here this evening because it's been 2 months since we had a meeting. So good to see you all at the table. Miss your father. So he'll be back. To start off, first of all, we had, since our last meeting, we had 90 emergency calls for service. A number of them included a very large brush fire down at the Notch. Wire tree and wires came down. It involved multiple agencies and multiple agencies over a couple of days to finally close up that project. Motor vehicle accidents, kind of seeing a pattern here, 1170 Boston Turnpike and 1212 Boston Turnpike, I-384. Car fire on Route 6 and Stony Road. Dumpster fire at England's, which actually turned out to be the flooring people. Absolute Flooring, I think it was, Jim. And we had a water rescue, attempted water rescue. Concerned citizens called in, canoe in the water. And we went out there at Marine 134 lights searching and ultimately found two girls on the shore that said, yeah, we were in a canoe or a paddleboard. We jumped overboard. We had fun. So it wasn't a rescue. It was an attempted. It was a good effort, good practice with a boat. So that was done. Big announcement is August 1st, I appointed new officers in the fire department. Deputy Chief Ermita and I had numerous conversations, looked at a number of different factors, and we appointed Captain, and I'll have these names for you in print, Captain Matthew Pereira, car 434, Lieutenant Nicholas Sicinas, car 534, car 634 is Lieutenant James DeMoro, car 734 is Lieutenant Laura Goulet, and car 834 is Lieutenant Jason Vincent. 1034 continues to be Peter Moore, our safety officer, and 1634 is my radio and computer expert, Chuck Rexroad. So, turn around and give an update. Service 34, which is the Suburban, finally had returned back from our paint shop. And to the public, that's not a brand new vehicle. It's a 2009 with some new paint. We also received Forestry 134, which I mentioned last month or 2 months ago. It has been down to J&S, finished up all the lights and radios. It has been out to Southington, where we put all the decals on it. The other day, we're happy to see the new skid unit, forestry unit, came in. It's down the highway department now. John down there was able to get it off the skid. It's 1,000 pounds as it sits. It's 8 feet by 4 feet wide. Tomorrow, the forestry will go down to Parkerville Woodworking in Manchester. We'll have a sheet of marine plywood put in there, thanks to some advice from the building official. Who is the building official?
Currently, it's Randy.
So we went to the assistant building official and got the word. Thank you very much, Jim. So that'll be on. So hopefully by the end of the week, working with John in the highway department and the folks down there, we can have the forestry unit on top. And we'll put some water in it. It'll be about total of about 4,000 pounds additional in that truck. So some of our shorter people might be able to get up into the truck now. We're going to find that out. We're also looking at some different steps that pull out on the side. They actually pull out and down, so it's easier to climb up on the inside. And that's in the future. We'll talk about that. I had a meeting with Connecticut Trailers back in August, the first part of August, to inquire where our trailer is that was ordered last May, a year ago May. After a short conversation, the trailer should be in hopefully sometime in October. We haven't got a date yet, but I'm shooting for October. That would be nice to see. We have also on the Forestry 134, the older forestry out back, Jim has set up an appraisal date for October 11th to have a professional come in and take a look at the truck and see what it's really worth. And then the town can go into a marketing campaign and see if we can recoup some of the monies. It sounds like we'll recoup more than the monies we put into it. And that would be good for the general fund. Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Does that go back to the fire department?
No, general fund. You were right.
I thought it was okay. Try, John.
It's the fire department's truck.
It is a fire department's truck.
You gave it to the town for a dollar.
Come to think of it, it is a fire department's truck. But that's okay. It's goodwill on both sides. You know, we're doing a great job, both sides.
We'll split it with you.
So, yeah, you can drive it out of the building and he'll get the check from somebody else. It'd be your last ride.
Is there any range for that as far as just, I'm just curious, for the forestry to use the old one?
I'm not going to put a range on it. Jim's had conversation with one or two people about it. I don't know if we'd like to comment on that. I think we wait for the appraisal.
It's like more than a couple grand perhaps.
Yeah, it's going to be more than a couple grand. Yes. Yep. Leave it there. So. Some things that happened in town with the fire department. We had a Tallinn County Mutual Aid Fire Service had a dive drill over at Indian Notch Park on September 7th. We had three boats in the water. We had a total of about 40 people down at the park that night from all the mutual aid partners. And we had two divers in the water. They're excited to come back and go into a deep part of the lake. We'll do that in the springtime. Hopefully put that on a schedule for the springtime. We had the Lutz Farm Day on September 3rd, the Heritage Day the other day, 9:25. A few of the folks went up there with ET 334 and Service 234. Had some nice presentations along with the Fire Marshal's Office. Thank you very much, William Call, Deputy Fire Marshal. I attended the Public Safety and Building Committee meeting on August 17th. We have coming up fire prevention in October 26th. Maybe Bill will touch on that in a minute as we get there. I attended Bolton Center School fire drill recently. They've got to do so many drills as the school first starts out, and then per month have drills. So I try to get to a few of those, see what's going on. Covers all of that. We have an open house coming up for the fire department. It's going to be October 15th. Liz, maybe you can expound on that a little bit.
It's going to be like an open house, give back to the community for like recruiting. We've got pumpkins. We've got a bouncy house. We're going to set up the new forestry so people can take pictures with it and like show that off. It's going to be really good. Women's Auxiliary has gotten involved with it. Going to give out some donuts, cider. It's going to be a good day.
Extrication.
Fire, yes, we have a little fire demo that we're going to do out in the new pad and show that out too.
So I've asked for a couple of cars already. We'll see if those can materialize for us for some extrication and maybe even do some fire extinguisher training out there too. So can help out on that. So thank you, Liz. I guess happy to say we've also got training in progress. We've got three individuals in Firefighter One. Firefighter One class costs $1,150. EMT, one of the women in the department just got their got certified as EMT, Emily D'Annunzio. We've got two individuals just went to a traffic safety class at Eastern Connecticut Fire School. The other day, beside doing the TIMS online classes. And we appointed two new drivers on Tanker 234. There's two more in the wings. They're just waiting for the dates to come down. We also have to drive a fire apparatus, you either have to have a what's called a in the state of Connecticut motor vehicles, a Q license or a CDL. And I've got two people that are finishing up on their Q license now. I'm waiting for them to say, we're ready for the test. And does a smile give it away? She could be one of them. So it's getting exciting. The time's coming up. So that's good. Two other things. To go along with the past OSHA inspections and updates, we haven't stopped working on a number of those initiatives. One of them is to go over all of our SOGs. And there are several people, including the deputy chief, including Elizabeth, who sits at a table here, including Chuck Rexroad, including Pete Moore, who's heading up that committee, to go over the SOGs. They presented me with a number of them already. I think the EMS is all finished with a couple of minor corrections as I got. Pam's going to finish putting those in. Pam, our secretary, is doing all the administrative paperwork on this and computer work. And looking for, I had some completion dates in my head, but because of the enormity of this project, it's going to be put off for a while. We're getting it. It's a work in progress. Work in progress, and they're meeting every week on this, you know, since last probably February.
Yeah.
So we started doing that. So it's a definitely a labor of love there and greatly, greatly appreciated. So beside the number of other meetings that I attend to around the county and the state, one thing I'm really proud of is Connecticut State Firefighter Association just came out and we put it into an act back on September 16th. I've been working on this for three and a half years, cancer relief benefits for firefighters through a Connecticut General Assembly Public Act 1610, established a firefighter cancer relief program. I am one of five individuals that sit on the board for this, for the state of Connecticut. And we've had some pretty intense meetings on this over the last 6 months, and it came to a conclusion here. So the benefit forms are all online. The Connecticut State Firefighter Association website. They've been sent to every fire chief in the state of Connecticut, and hopefully the chiefs will reach out to their members that are in need, and we can get some benefits to them. So I'm pretty proud to be on that committee. So any questions? Daniel?
Chief, were you going to touch on the incident that we had on the trail, or do you want me to talk about that a little bit?
Being a town administrator, you've set the meeting up. I'll let you expand on that.
Yep.
Okay. Let you expand on that. Yeah. Bob.
No, I'm just going to say that was impressive as far as the cancer. It seems comprehensive too. I mean, it seems like it covers a lot.
There's actually five different cancers. And a positive thing, a couple different things. You have to have, there's a few requirements you have to have, such as a physical, regular physicals, you know, as you get into it. But to keep it, it's for interior firefighters right. only.
Do you have to be fire one?
No, interior firefighters.
Anybody that was interior.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. Because, you know, we're an OSHA state, doesn't say fire one, like, you know, a neighboring town of ours doesn't do fire one for interior, but they're OSHA standards. What this also includes, and this was put in just recently, is the fire marshals are not covered in this because right. fire marshals going in the building.
Right.
So that was a nice add-on benefit. There's a certain part of pot of money put aside by the state every year. Interesting enough, because nothing happened, and actually this legislative bill was not enacted until 2022. It was written 2-3 years ago, but it wasn't going to start till this year. Several legislators tried to steal a pot of money they started putting away.
Okay.
Went back, grabbed it, put it back in the bill. Yeah. Well, we're good there. Yep. So.
Does that include PFAS?
No. No. I do not believe that's included in there. No. No. There's five different cancers associated with that. And they're all listed in the application. I didn't bring them with me here, but they're all listed in there. We made the form. Requesting forms or requesting funds as simple as possible. Three-page, big print, sign off by the fire chief, by the individual, by a doctor. And if they get three signatures on it, we're going to start paying them some money. Yep. So, Mr. Call, you were raising your hand. No?
Okay. Swat and flies.
Huh?
Swat and flies.
There it is. Okay. Thank you very much. That's what I have, Mr. President. Mr. Chairman.
Fire Marshal.
So I might as well start off with what I just commented on with the chief. We had an incident recently where we had an accident on the trail down along 384 where we had a pedestrian get hit by a bicyclist. And that individual sustained some very significant injuries, broke both of her legs in that incident. But she still had the mental fortitude and the ability to make a phone call for some help. And one of those phone calls was to 911. And that phone call, we think, went to the town of Manchester's dispatch center based on her location, which was pretty much right at the Bolton-Manchester town line, but on the Bolton side. Manchester turned her call over to the Connecticut State Police and the Townland Dispatch Center. The Bolton Fire Department was dispatched to the scene. Connecticut State Police declined to come to the scene. They indicated that they felt it was not their territory, that it was either Manchester Police or DEEP. At the end of the day, the State Police nor DEEP responded to that incident. And this is something that we're very concerned about. And so, you know, the chief and I have had significant discussions as well as with Pam, and Pam has taken the initiative to get some higher ups both at DEP and the Connecticut State Police to come together, and we'll be meeting here. I think it's October 13th. And we're going to try to resolve this. You know, Chief and I have had some conversations about this, and our feeling is that what should happen is when there's an incident, they should all show up, and then they can determine who takes, you know, who takes priority on the scene and let everybody else go home. But the fact that we got no response whatsoever from, you know, from Connecticut State Police or DEP was not an acceptable situation. Okay. So we're trying to work through that by working with the system. You know, beyond that, you know, Chief told you that we had a fire over at England Plaza. I did respond to that, and that really, we determined that that was most likely a result of, you know, spontaneous combustion of oil, you know, balled up rags with solvents and stains and things like that on in the dumpster. It, you know, caught the dumpster on fire. You know, we communicated with the owner of the business, you know, and said, you know, just, you know, lay those things out. Don't put them in a ball. Don't stick them in there like that. You know, let's get things dried out before you stick them in the dumpster. Fortunately, the dumpsters are in a location where the only thing it likely would have caught on fire is another dumpster. So, you know, we're certainly good from that perspective. Have been communicating with our deputy fire marshal and the chief on a regular basis here, getting ready for fire prevention. They've got a pretty good program planned, and we've gotten supplies that we got a confirmation that our supplies are in route. We are currently up to date with our required inspections, and Deputy Chief, other than getting familiar with the new computer system and trying to get the portable computer working, his main focus has been working on education. Education has been a challenge for us since COVID began, and he finds himself a little behind where he wants to be. And so he's spending quite a bit of time, you know, coming up to speed. We are expected to potentially have a code change beginning October 1st, where the state will have moved to the latest edition of the International Fire Code for new construction. NFPA 1 and 101 will still remain for the fire prevention code. And for those structures that were built prior to December 31st, 2005. So that's pretty much what I have. Are there any questions for me before we turn it over to Bill?
Well, one comment, Jim. I also attended a legislative committee meeting for Connecticut State Firefighters the other day. That happens once every year, where all the different partners, groups that are members of Connecticut State Firefighters, such as the fire marshals, such as the instructors, such as Connecticut fire chiefs, such as the career chiefs, such as the UPFFA, all get together and discuss and come up with a list of legislative requests to go to the representatives and senators for, you know, for the next year. And the fireworks continue to stay on that bill, or list of things to keep harping on and see if we can get some more bills passed. Another one, I think you tell me if it's passed or not. I don't think it is. They're still working to get a 10-year smoke detector bill put in for residential houses. And I think that got shot.
Yeah, that has not yet passed.
Yeah, no, it's still in conversation. So, and came up, the general consensus after a few prior meetings was that we're going to the LOB with three initiatives, not 15 or 20 initiatives, and speak as one agency, with the career chiefs not having their agenda and the fire chiefs having a different agenda and the instructors having a third. And so that was a very big win-win for us the other night. Now the game is to keep everybody on task. Don't go rogue again on us, what they've done in the past. So
we've had a few conversations with a few individuals that have a tendency to do their own path, and hopefully it's been quelled down. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, to that end, you know, the Connecticut Fire Marshal Association still is very, very hot on trying to get, you know, sprinklers into the code. And as you may or may not know, residential sprinklers are actually in our model building code, and the state of Connecticut, you know, they opt out of that. The reason why is, you know, we're not a state that has a lot of public water supply, and that certainly poses one challenge. The other challenge is with our consumer protection laws. If you wanted to put a sprinkler system in a residential dwelling, it requires that you have, you know, a fire protection engineer design that, and it must be installed by a licensed sprinkler fitter. It can't be installed by a P1 plumber, which, you know, that's really one of the big holdups, because it makes it very, very expensive to put a residential sprinkler system in, probably about three times what it would cost. You know, in one of the arguments is, you know, we let homeowners install electricity, we let them install propane, and we let them install natural gas. We let them do that according to state law, as long as it's their primary residence, but we won't let them, you know, use a plan and install a sprinkler system. So, you know, those are some of the issues that the Sprinkler Coalition still faces, but it is still a very, very high priority for them.
Roger's up there, very methodical and persistent. He's doing a good job out there. Yep. Yes.
So it's an interesting perspective.
Deputy.
I apologize. We got this thing and adding on and trying to get things figured out on it. Apparently, I need some sort of connectivity device. We just found out.
No, you're connected here.
Okay, here, yeah.
Yes.
I just can't go out to town.
We'll do that later. Yep.
Okay. So that's going to be dealt with. I had ESO up here to show you what we've got set up so far and then the steps to go through. However, this thing times out. Every time it times out, I got to relog it. So there's all these little things I got to work on. But it's here. It's the plan. When I first started in town, this committee constantly talked about doing inspections with a device such as this. We've got the new software. The new software is all set up. We got everything in ESO. It's just a matter of building upon everything and then trying to figure this thing out. And I'm not super technologically savvy. So anyway, with that being said, since the last meeting, one burn permit, went out and installed six of the senior Knox box devices.
Explain what those are.
The senior, if you're not familiar with it, the senior center received a grant for the 13 Knox boxes. And basically it's very familiar what a Knox box looks like. So this is a residential Knox box. So it's half the size, about this big, comes with a big clip. So it can actually clip over the top of a door. So some of the installations, what I did was I put one screw just to hold it so it's not flopping back and forth in the door. Some of the newer doors will fit on just fine. It's a work in progress, but the seniors now, and the fire department has a list of people that have these installed. If there's a 911 call, the emergency responders can get there, can gain access to the building, do what they need to do. So there's six right now. I've been working with the senior center with Carrie over there. And so it's a wonderful idea. And the weird thing is, and I already spoke with Carrie about this, is I go into people's homes. And as I mentioned earlier, that most senior folks in Bolton live in single family dwellings, where I come from Vernon, most seniors live in some sort of housing facility. So there's a little bit different issues that, and hence I did a presentation last year for the seniors at the senior center to address those very same issues. I'm doing it again. Because what I find out, three properties I went to, none of the smoke detectors worked. None of them. Because while I was there, I start chatting with them and their smoke detectors won't work. And it's an issue. You know, and that's the cheapest insurance you can buy. They need that more than they do need Knox box to be honest with you.
get on the building. So that's something we're addressing with Carrie. Possibly in the future, we could maybe look into getting grants for smoke detectors. But at the end of the day, it's kind of iffy with single family dwellings that the property owner should have good working smoke detectors. And unfortunately, as the folks get older, they can't climb a ladder, they can't, whatever. So it's working on that. Jim gave me the okay. I sat in on a Zoom town safety meeting, figuring if there's something I can do there to assist. It was not that exciting, but it was interesting. So I hope to stay on that committee and just, you know, hear what's going on with the town and whatever issues they're addressing. Went and picked up all the state poster, fire safety poster contest supplies and distributed them to the elementary school for the fourth and fifth graders. Last year, they didn't do it because they had some other big project going on. So needless to say, in this particular case, I dropped off all the stuff and called the principal and harped on him about how important this program is, because it does, besides teach the kids fire safety, it's a statewide national program. A kid in Tyler won it last year. Mm-hmm. And then all the months have a poster from all the different regions or counties that participated in this. And it lets the kids think about fire safety. That's the whole key. So anyway, so that's one thing I want to talk about or just mention here. I talked to Jim a little about it. I believe in the past that this board had judged the posters, and I have a little bit of a different recommendation, if it's okay with this commission. I'd like to give them to the senior center, and let me explain why. It takes the fire department out of it. It takes the fire marshal's office out of it. It takes the, well, you know, my kid and the fireman, it takes all of that out of it, and it puts it on the seniors with varying different backgrounds. Yes, there could be a grandkid involved, but it's rare. And it gives them something to do that's relatively important. So if that's okay with its commission, because you'll end up with hopefully 40 or 50 posters that need to be judged. And it's tough. It's really tough.
I thought at one time we did do that.
Yeah, well, Jim said you did.
Several times.
Yeah, Jim said
several times. Oh, yeah.
Jim said you did. And that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Like I said, just try to take the fire marshal's office, the fire department, fire commission, anything with take it right out of the mix, and let the town of Bolton Senior Center come up with. One year, and when I was in Vernon, we had the library do it. So what the library did is, and maybe we can address that next year if this isn't that successful, is they actually put up all the posters with that putty that they could stick it to the wall, so anybody who went to the library could see all the posters. Then the library staff judged it, but it was a small group. So there's different ideas, but it's getting other people involved in this. So if that's okay.
Yeah, me.
Participated in the fifth Fish Family Farm Day, the Heritage Farm Day yesterday. Been working with the chief and Jim, and we're getting together a bunch of fire prevention supplies. I'll be with the fire department at the elementary school for a presentation like we did last year, along with the senior center, which will be a separate thing. And we also have some NFPA supplies. If you look, there's a banner on the gazebo because the flavor of the year for the NFPA this year is learning to escape your home in the event of emergency and have a meeting place. And there's a brochure that goes with it that explains to folks how to do that.
I would ask that with our October 15th open house, that banner comes down here for the day anyway. So it could be a drop back or maybe between the training telephone poles out there or something like that. You know? So if we can pass that on to you to see if we can get that brought down here.
Well, John's crew installed it because I don't want
to. I'll just pass that on to you.
Union contracts.
So I'll just pass that on to you if you can follow up on that. That'd be great.
All right. We can take care of that.
Excellent.
Actually, Pam Sawyer spotted it. She mentioned this. She saw this somewhere, and that's what she saw.
I'm just going to bring it up, but you did eloquently, so yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Inspections since last meeting. Both the schools have been done, which is required by statute. A couple minor issues to high school are being addressed. And what I'd like to do, I already mentioned this to Jim, that, you know, when you go through like 2 weeks before school starts, everything's sanitized, everything is, that's not where you run into problems. The problems with schools, and I don't care when they've been built, they never build schools with adequate storage space. So stuff ends up everywhere. It ends up in means of egress. It ends up in hallways. It ends up, you know, they're chalking all the doors open where they shouldn't be. And, you know, so it brings up other issues besides fire safety. It brings up school security, which is not my thing, but it's still part of the package. So I want to go back unannounced and just go through the schools and see how things turn out. I'm not going to mention anybody, just show up and take a walk through and see how things look. The new mobile station is moving along, just waiting to hear. Randy and I are waiting to hear for, they should be getting ready for their CO pretty soon. They put in the fire suppression system last week, from what I understand. They got the pavement down.
Is that just the binder coat on the pavement? It's not the final coat, is it? Or they put the final coat in last year?
That's the binder right now.
Okay. All right. And I'm hearing dates of November 22nd. Is that correct?
We haven't heard a date.
All right. Okay.
And I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't tell Mike about it.
Bill, just keep in mind when you guys are starting to...
It's not a fire here, isn't it?
When you guys are starting to do the series of final inspections, get a contact information so the chief can reach out and try to get his officers in there before they open.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. That's not a problem. I think I already mentioned it to the general contractor anyway. I had to stop in a couple of times to remind them they need to order a Knox box when they're not going to get a CO.
Who did we just approve?
Okay.
So they ordered it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, but I had to stop in two or three times because they keep forgetting to order it. So so that's going to have a Knox box. I thought originally it was going to be a 24-hour deal, but it's not. So we need that Knox box. And I failed to mention also, speaking of Knox boxes, even the senior boxes, we've been putting in paper in there so that the first responders can open it up, get the key out, and there's a piece of paper who the immediate contacts are, especially for the old folks, you know, their son, their grandson, whoever. And if we can, and some even some of these commercial Knox boxes, if they can put some extra information in there. I had to replace the key for Dollar General because their security team, some manager lost their key to Dollar General, and Dollar General, they just wipe out the whole thing and they rekey everything. So I had to go back and put the new key in. That's how strict they are with security.
Sure.
Inspected a new Y with John and been over to 890 Boston Turnpike a few times. There was some egress issues and stove problems and things like that. And anyway, investigated a car fire and hopper.
Refrigerator in front of the door.
Well, no, it was at the top of the stairs in front of the door. So it could have fallen down the stairs. I take photos of all this thing. And just lastly, I've been, I don't know, Jim sort of touched on it with this whole COVID thing and trying to get our CEU credits. Building officials, fire marshals need to have 90 credits over a three-year span. And everything was a mess. So everybody's working on that. And, you know, I'm good until December 31st and the next session starts. So I need to get my 90 before that time. And then the next three-year session starts. So I'm good. But it's kind of tough. They don't do things like they used to. Anyway, I think that's all I have.
You would know better than I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got old business. Any new business?
Nothing I have.
Oh, I got one thing. I'm sorry. Thursday, 10:30, I meet your brother at the store. You should come and go through the inspection process.
I can't go up down the stairs.
I was going to say, the scooter can't make it.
He'd probably be glad to push me.
So I just thought I'd mention it.
Ow, not in, right?
Is there a lot of questions? We'll go through the whole process. How's that?
He's got no movements. Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Thank you very much. Jim, I don't know about Ashford, but it's raining and thundering here.
Staff is getting cold.
It's quiet here. I don't know if it's raining, but it's certainly not thundering and lightning.
Good. Bit of good.
Well, it was good to see everybody.
Have a nice evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you.